Hello. Welcome to Release Your Wings. As you may know, we are on the series of Experiencing God. I'm Dan Bagley. I'm interviewing Shireen Chadha.
Wonderful to be here with you, Dan.
It's good to be with you again, Shireen. It's been a while since we've sat and chatted. This looks a little different than the other areas that we've been in before, but it's just a delight. So this one is how to experience God is experience God as a child, but not as we're a child of God, but as if God is a child.
Yes, yes.
So help me out with this.
You know, I remember sharing with you that when I started the Experiencing God series, that I told myself that I would only share what I experience. Mm-hmm. That I was going to be very authentic and only share what I experience. And so the last few weeks, I've been experimenting with this whole concept of God as a child. And of course, over the years in my meditations also, God as a child. And it's been a wonderful, wonderful experience. And one of the things that comes through in my experiences in meditation with God as a child, more than anything else, is His gentleness.
Uh-huh.
And His, you know how little children are just so in the moment, so of, they yeah. don't hold on to anything. They just move through life very
right.
easily. And that's why they seem to have so much energy, is because they move through life so easily. And that's my experience and feeling of God.
Aha. Uh-huh. So this is a total reversal of how most churches in the West think, because we have God as Father, God as, we're the lambs of His, He's the shepherd. And so this is rather reversing it, but it's actually not God as a child and we're smarter than, but God, experiencing God, this that we get from children. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, yes. You know, one of the things is in India, you were talking about Western
yeah.
religions, is in India, Krishna is experienced as a child.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not that far a stretch for Hinduism, at least, to experience God as a child. But there are many advantages to it.
Uh-huh.
Even though it's not part of the Western makeup,
yes.
There are really many advantages to experiencing God as a child.
Since we saw each other, I've been in India and spent some weeks there, and I was struck by how the various gods are really the various faces of God, or how to experience. And so there will be basically Ganesh versus Krishna versus Hanuman, etc. It at least seems to me, with my Christian background and Western eyes, like so much as different gods as different personifications of the God that we all worship.
Right, like different qualities.
Different
you mean,
qualities.
That each of the gods have a particular quality that people worship, that quality.
Yeah.
For example, Ganesh is worshipped for his wisdom and his ability to destroy obstacles.
Yes.
And Hanuman for many things. But anyway, yes, I know what you're saying. You know, one of the things I feel is that for us, we believe in monotheism, that there's
yes.
only one God.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one God, whether you're a Christian or a Hindu or whoever it is, that there's
right.
only one God. And that one God is, you know, light, and we call Him Shiv Baba and all of those things. I've shared with you all
yes.
of those things before. And one of the things that I always feel interesting about experiencing God as a child was this feeling of not only being proud, just
mm-hmm.
like a parent would be proud of a child. That was the feeling I got, that I'm so proud of God as my child. And I thought you would understand that,
all
because
right.
as a parent, you know, when your child does something, there's so much pride in it, there's so much happiness. Because my mom always bemoans that, oh, you don't have the pleasure of experience having children. And I tell her, no, God is my child, and I'm so proud of Him. You know, I feel like He is kind of like the decoration of my life, you know, like the light of my life, because I'm so proud of what He can do. And not only that, but also that need within me of wanting anything else is not there, because I'm experiencing Him as a child.
Yeah, which is an interesting thing you bring that up. Our second son is a Christian minister, and this last Sunday he delivered a sermon, and I was there in the audience, and my wife was out of town, but so he alluded to me in the sermon, and my dad is here, and someone went up and said, "Was your dad that guy near the aisle in the third row?" And Jacob said, "Yeah. How do you know?" It's because he was beaming. There was no one in the place more proud and more loving and hanging on every word you said than that guy in the third row. And I went, "Yeah, that is it." So I understand that. And it is I am one with as well as the pride.
Yes.
But it's not my actions I was feeling prideful about. I was feeling pride that this is someone I absolutely love.
Yes.
And is delivering messages that I hadn't thought of in that context before.
Right, right.
So,
you know, and so what happens is also the advantage of making God your child is that you don't feel pulled. You don't feel, you know, like there is a completeness in your life. There is that benefit that comes from it, from God. I'm not saying people who have children also should experience this, because whatever you experience is like magnified when it comes to experiencing God as a child. And what I've noticed is the other advantage of experiencing God as a child is that as much as you're able to experience God as a child, that's how much you are able to be a child of God.
Yeah, I like that. You're bringing to mind things I hadn't planned on mentioning, but just yesterday, many years ago, there was, as a middle school, high school student, there was a young woman who lived with us for a while. Now, she's married, she has two children. She and her husband and two children were visiting us yesterday. And at some point, the younger child, who's three, fell in the swimming pool, and the six-year-old girl immediately jumped in the pool and went to save him, not realizing she could put her feet down. And he was flailing and struggling, but without a hesitation, this child saw her brother. And she doesn't swim very well. She swims well for her, but not for saving someone else. Didn't even think twice. My brother, and that total innocence of I would give myself for you is what I'm hearing you say in that relationship of God.
Yes.
Not that I'm controlling you or the way of experiencing
this.
I love you that much.
Very, very loving. It's a totally different kind of love you feel that comes out within the soul. And so that was one of the advantages, that I was able to be a child, not childish, but I was able to be a child. And also, not only just able to be a child, but also have that childlike wisdom.
Yes.
There's wisdom in that child's...
Absolutely.
In that child giving that. It's not just out of instinct that there's wisdom. And the other thing I noticed was this whole experience of God as my child has also brought to me this feeling that because everyone in the world are God's children, then they are my children too.
Exactly.
Because I'm able to experience God as a child, and I'm able to look at the world and really be so lenient. You know, nowadays when I look at them, I say, oh, it's okay. They'll get better. They'll do better. I don't feel, oh, they should not do, they've done this or this. You know, this feeling of, oh, it's okay. That leniency that only a really loving parent would feel towards the children.
Yeah, interestingly enough, I'm now at this age where I am now. I have more of a grandparent experience. And one of the differences that some of our viewers may find is that if we're judgmental of our children and not generous with our children and how we interact, it's really about our own hang-ups, our big list of shoulds, or what does it say about me if my child asks a question or speaks out or throws a tantrum at some point. Babies do that. So, by the way, having adult children is the best of all. But what I've noticed
is... You just wish they just became adults, right?
No. It is the journey. We've loved every bit of it. But within that, now, neither of my sons has children. But we do have adopted families, like Siobhan and Steve coming over and bringing the kids, and we take them about once a week. And that, I realize, I'm not as attached to the outcomes, only to loving them in the here and the now. I think grandparents have already been through the joke once.
Right.
And so maybe our sense of God, though, and I've noticed you switched it back and forth, because in our sense of God, you're saying, here's how I think of God, and here's how I see me as a child of God, and it's the same childlikeness. Is that?
Yes, yes. You know, yeah. I was sharing with you how recently Dadi was visiting New York. Dadi Janki was visiting New York, and she gave this most beautiful talk. But in the talk, I was seeing her as a child, because Dadi really, even at 96, knows how to be a child.
Yes.
And so I was seeing her as a child, and then I came outside and we were eating food, and there were little, maybe 3-4 year old girl playing, and I got the same feeling from that 3-4 year old girl, and there was such a fragrance, a spiritual gentleness about her.
Yes.
I said, you know, I was trying to talk to her, so I asked her to come closer. And even though she didn't want to, it was such a gentle feeling. And so I was thinking, you know, the difference between the child and Dadi is Dadi has this sage-like wisdom.
Right.
And I was thinking, is if I have this relationship with God as a child, then not only can I be a child, but also I can be wise, that I can see the wonder of life like a child and have sage-like wisdom. In the same way as I would experience it in God, like not only is he a child, like he has that gentleness and he's easily forgiving, he moves through life very easily, there's no hang-ups, there's no, like he trusts everyone.
Exactly.
There's no issues of trust. I mean, a one-year-old is not going to say, am I going to get food tomorrow? Not tomorrow. They trust it's going to appear. And so they live in trust. And so that's my experience, is that God lives in trust. And seeing that, experiencing that, has helped me live in trust.
Absolutely. And by being both the observing God as the child, observing ourselves as the child of God, that gives this peace that says, yeah, it is, we are loved. We're loved in different ways.
Yes.
Even if we make a mistake, as children do.
Right.
We are
right.
forgiven in that context. So
right.
That's
like, I feel God really sees the highest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I have relatives who don't really do much in life. But if you talk to their mom, they're the best kids. You would never hear a word.
Right, right.
And so in the same way, I feel God doesn't see anything beyond my wonderfulness.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
Clearly, he has good taste.
Thank you for saying that.
Well, I said that facetiously, but it's absolutely true that a friend of mine who is a Methodist minister and quite a funny songwriter had a song that was the basis of it was God is very fond of me. And it was just a delightful
Good.
Song.
Yes.
You know, he loves everything I do. Even, you know, and I'm thinking, yeah, for a minister to have that is saying this is that childlike loving us in the present moment.
I'm sure he experiences it.
Oh,
otherwise, he's
absolutely.
Just not making it
oh, no.
up, right?
He was absolutely joyful in singing, in sharing this message. And I think that's part of.
Yeah. Can you imagine feeling that God can, you know, in God's eyes, you're always wonderful.
Yeah.
And that really happens if you experience God as your child.
Yeah, because you can understand it from a different mindset
yes.
of sorts. We're wrapping up, so is there any final thought on God as a child that you want to share with our?
I would suggest to our viewers to experiment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it seems really far stretched, is to experiment with it and to really experience this, because that experience has so many benefits, so much joy in it. It's really, if you want to experience joy in spiritual life, that is a way to experience joy in spiritual life, is to experience God as a child.
That's nice. And I hope our discussion today is something that will help people experience God in a richer way, in a way that they feel more loving and more loved. I'm sure that's your wish as well.
Yes.
Thanks, Shereen.
Thank you, Dan.
And thank you for joining.